Petition drives to curb Governor Whitmer's executive powers are underway. Last week, organizers from one of them announced some headway. They need about 340,000 valid signatures to make the ballot. As of last Friday, they reported they'd gathered about 400,000 signatures, but they're aiming for 500,000 total. With us now to talk more about what's going on with the governor's leadership and various challenges to it is Zach Gorchow. He's the publisher of Gongwer News Service. Zach, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get some clarity first on this petition that seems to be in the lead right now. What exactly is this petition asking for?
The idea is to repeal something called the Emergency Powers of the Governor Act. It's a 1945 law that authorizes governors to declare a state of emergency. Unlike Michigan has a couple of laws on this topic, there is another law enacted in 1976 called the Emergency Management Act. Unlike the Emergency Management Act, the Emergency Powers of the Governor provides for no legislative oversight on states of emergencies. So if a governor were to declare an emergency under the 1976 law, which is how most emergencies have been handled, the emergency lasts for 28 days and can only be extended with an affirmative vote of both houses of the legislature. The legislature has made it pretty clear they didn't want to keep the emergency going for COVID-19. And that would remove the governor's ability to issue orders amending or suspending state laws. So she's been relying upon the 1945 law, which provides for no legislative oversight. And so this initiative petition, if enough signatures are gathered and if then passed by the legislature, would repeal the 1945 law, thus leaving in place the 1976 law and assuring that an emergency could only go beyond 28 days if the legislature agreed. Got all that?
Yeah, I think so. So long story short, this is going back to challenge some somewhat Byzantine aspects of Michigan law that were made decades and decades before anybody had ever heard of COVID. Now, the petition in question was put forward by a group called Unlock Michigan, and it's not to be confused with several other petition drives to actually recall the governor. Can you tell us a little bit more about Unlock Michigan, who this is, and who might have had a hand in funding?
Well, I mean, these are Republicans. Exactly which ones, we don't have a lot of information, but they have, you know, a very well-regarded Republican firm running it. We don't really know who's funding it because under Michigan law, ballot question committees, and this is a ballot question committee, can accept corporate contributions. And most of that funding has come from a shell entity, but it's had ties to legislative Republicans for many years. You know, we may not know the exact names and entities that are funding it. It sure would be nice to know that. But these are Republicans who are doing this because the Republicans control the legislature and Governor Whitmer is a Democrat. And the Republicans of the legislature have stridently objected to her keeping Michigan under a state of emergency. They really thought it should have ended in May.
Now, I guess that if the petition campaign is successful, there might not be a need to wait until 2022 to have it on the ballot. The Republican legislature might just take it up and pass it, and it could be veto-proof.
There is no intention here to go to the ballot. The idea is get this proposal before the legislature, which with its Republican majorities almost surely would approve it. It is under the Michigan Constitution, cannot be vetoed, and then would become law, and the 1945 law would be repealed. It's a deliberate quirk of our Constitution that allows voters, if a group can obtain signatures from registered voters equal to 8% of the total vote for governor in the last governor's race, it brings the proposal first to the legislature. Now, if the legislature were to not act on it, then it would go to the ballot. But the whole idea here is to get the legislature to approve it. This will not go to the ballot.
Do you have any sense if Republicans were able to negate the governor's executive powers in this way? Do you have any sense of what they might want to act on first or what they might want to overturn of the restrictions that the governor's put on commerce and movement?
Well, the thing, one of the first things that would happen, you know, all of the governor's orders, they would end pretty soon, if not immediately. And we asked Speaker Chatfield the other day, you know, if they were ready to move on putting some of these provisions into statute, like an extension, you know, the extension of unemployment benefits from 20 to 26 weeks, or the mask mandate, you know, two of the more big, obvious orders that are out there. And he basically said they weren't going to speculate, and they would just sort of wait and see what happens. That they were ready to partner with the governor. I think it will be really interesting to see what happens, because I think if the governor's powers are repealed, the very first thing you're going to see is an enormous pressure campaign brought by the Democrats against the Republicans on things like unemployment benefits and masks and several other of the governor's orders that are very popular. And you're going to see a lot of pressure brought on the legislature to immediately put some of these things into law, because if they don't, there's no, you know, there's no legal mechanism to enforce them at that point.
Zach Gorchow is the publisher of Gongwer News Service. Zach, thank you so much for the update.
Well, thanks for having me.